Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Brandello. More of us are going hungry and skipping meals as the cost of living crisis bites. New UTAS data revealing that more than one in five Tasmanians are experiencing severe food insecurity and only one in 10 of those are getting help. Eat Well Tasmania State Manager Kyle Saunder says there are plenty of places to access food.
Places like Food Bank, Loaves and Fishes, Salvo's, Louis Vans, but there's also things people can do within their homes and their own communities. It's like sporting clubs and schools are also great places to say, hey, have you eaten healthy today?
It comes as all of the big four banks have passed on yesterday's 25 basis point hike, bringing the cash rate to 3.1%. A parliamentary inquiry will ask some of the questions on everyone's lips about the proposed Hobart Stadium. It's going to look at why Tassie needs a stadium to secure an AFL licence and what the cost of the plan will look like in the long term. A date hasn't been set for it to start just yet. The country's Indigenous Affairs ministers met in Hobart yesterday, announcing $334 million in funding to give First Nation kids a good start. It'll be spread across 500 organisations nationally, seven of those in Tassie. And our hospitality sector could be under some increased strain this summer, with the staffing levels now lower than they were before COVID. The Tasmanian Hospitality Association using its annual general meeting to bring staff shortages to the table. Favourite Spain have been knocked out of the World Cup in a stunning upset by Morocco. Meantime, Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo has been benched for his nation's knockout clash against Switzerland at the World Cup this morning. Another international name is headed to Hobart for the upcoming Big Bash season. New Zealand all-rounder Jimmy Neesham taking his BBL debut for the Canes. With over 680 T20 international runs to his name, the Kiwi says he's keen to make a splash in Australia.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.